The idea for this worship service today came from the Stewardship Commission. As I understand it, they had just received a generous gift from Helen Shank's estate, and they were pondering, how do we celebrate this radical generosity in a pandemic? And along with this, they pondered all of the losses that we had experienced as a congregation over the past 13 months and that we continue to experience. An idea bubbled up to incorporate a ritual of lament and celebration into a worship service. Around this same time, Lori and I were praying together, Lori Friesen, to discern how to provide opportunities for Zion to gather together safely, to listen and learn from one another about our experiences of the past year. And God gave us this opportunity, this idea of a small group gathering that begins this afternoon. All are warmly encouraged to attend. Zion's appreciative inquiry last year revealed that one prominent characteristic of Zion is that we love to care for one another. This is something, an opportunity to do something we love, to care for one another after a difficult season and even during a difficult season. We realize that there will be some awkward moments, as for some of us, we get to know each other again. And as we practice mutuality for the strengthening of our church and our world, I invite you to attend today and or on next Saturday afternoon to be Christ's hands and feet for one another. There are two points I hope to briefly teach about biblical lament. First, God is for you. God said to tell you that God is good even when difficult circumstances are around you. God is present. And God says this so tenderly. God is compassionate. For centuries, there have been unanswerable questions such as, why does a good God allow suffering? It can be incredibly difficult amidst the persecution we see and the pain that we experience to believe that God is good. Believing God's goodness isn't always logical, or at least not based on what we can see. Believing God's goodness takes faith in God who is unseen. I learned this week a bit about yokes. The yoke is what goes around an animal's head, neck, or shoulders as they pull the load through the field. There's a single yoke and a double yoke. Now, if an ox is carrying a single yoke, they are pulling the entire weight themselves. I used to think that a double yoke meant that the weight was cut in half. Well, that's incorrect. The double yoke is actually a training yoke. In a double yoke, the experienced animal carries most of the weight, and the trainee, the student, carries a light portion. With that double yoke in mind, hear Jesus' words in Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke on you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. God is good even when difficult circumstances are around us. Secondly, God wants you to bring every burden to God. As Augustine said, our souls are restless until they find their rest in God. Biblical lament is part of our invitation to full life with Christ, Christ himself knew deep grief and suffering. May we humble ourselves and bring our lament to God, who is waiting for us with love. At the back of our outdoor sanctuary and in the chat online, we are providing ways for you to bring your grief to God through creating something out of craft supplies or Play-Doh, through reflection, and through written words. For those using the dissolving paper, know that crayon, ink, and pencil all will dissolve on this paper when you place it in the water at the cross. Clay will be there to give the water a stir in between each paper so that the paper continues to dissolve. Throughout the songs and scripture readings, you are welcome to visit as many stations as you have time for while being mindful of the needs of others. Please continue to keep your mask on and practice physical distancing. For those gathered online, you may click on the link in the chat or feel free to be creative in how you would like to recognize God's goodness in difficult circumstances and God's invitation to bring every burden to God. May we experience God as we bring our grief to Jesus. The Stewardship Commission was correct to seek opportunities to celebrate the generous financial giving that we have experienced. Truly, this is cause for celebration and thanks. And I hope that we can enjoy this celebration more fully in the future. It's not really at the center of our focus today, because there is a difference in celebration and rejoicing. Celebration is what we do when our circumstances are wonderful. Rejoicing means that regardless of our circumstances, we can remember that God is good. God is for us. We rejoice because of God's character. We rejoice because of God's promises that give us hope. God says that the pain that you are encountering doesn't mean that you can't have God's joy. What a mystery. For some of us, bringing our lament to God is deeply challenging. And for some of us, rejoicing in the middle of our lament is deeply challenging. Biblical rejoicing is also part of our invitation to full life with Christ. Jesus teaches his disciples about joy in the upper room as he was headed to the cross. Paul writes a letter to the Philippians to thank them for their financial support and to encourage them to rejoice in spite of their circumstances. Rejoicing takes us back to the idea of being open to God that I preached about a few weeks ago. Just as I'm open to bringing every burden to God as many times as I need to, knowing that God can carry the load better than I can, I'm also open to receiving joy from God. I'm watching for it. Because of Romans 12:9, I hate what is evil and I cling to what is good. If I'm continually focused on what is going wrong, then I can't see the many good things that God is doing. Romans 12, verse 12, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction. Thank you, God, for empowering us as a church family to live in this way. As the music begins, I invite us to explore the stations at the back and online, this time receiving the joy that Jesus offers. You are welcome to create, or there's reflection questions for you regarding the joy that we have in Christ. Again, you are invited to use the dissolving paper and offer your joy to Jesus at the cross. For the children, after Audrey reads scripture, you are welcome to select an instrument from the back to help us make a joyful noise to the Lord on our final song. May God fix our hearts on what is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, and praiseworthy. May we think about such things and discover new joy. Amen.